你。
He began discussing the Machlokas Rishonim regarding the definition of Nisuin. This, of course, is very relevant to the very first sugya. The Gemara opens by quoting a Mishnah later in the Masechet on Daf Nun Zayin that what happens if Higia Hazman Vlo Nisais? What happens if there is Perisin, but there is a lengthy window of time until Nisuin takes place? So at that time, the Chachamim will impose Poshub Shad this halacha Durabanan that Achos Mishalel Vachos Betruma, that already the husband is obligated to support his wife, and in the case of Eishes Kohen, will allow her to eat Shum as well. We'll have to discuss at length to what extent this is a Knas Durabanan, where there's a Chiv Mezonos, to what extent do we consider it to be a form either Midaraisa, Midrabanan of Nisuin, but clearly the Chachamim imposed a Chiv Mezonos at that time. The Gemara raises the issue that what happens if Persa Nida? What happens if now she is a Nida? And as a result, the Baal apparently has a very legitimate reason as to why it is that Nisuin is not taking place at this time. So the Gemara suggests, for example, if that's the case, so therefore, Ein al malav mezonos, the Chachamim would not impose the Chiyuv mezonos. Why is that true? Why is it that if now Persa Nida, there is no Chiyuv mezonos? So this is what the Ran discusses in Daf Aleph Merav and Daf Beharif and Divrei Maaskel O, and refers you to the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam writes in Ochosishus and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, what is the definition of Nisuin? So the Rambam writes that Yichud is Hu Hanikra Knis Lachupa, and this is considered to be Nisuin Lachamakam. The Rambam writes that Yichud is Nisuin. And then the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis and tells us that this Yichud means only Yichud, which is Ru'i Labiyah. And therefore the Rambam writes, if in fact Persa Nida, so in that case, even if Nifnas L'chupa, Lo Gomru HaNisuin, and therefore Hareiki Arusa Adayim. The Rambam writes, the Gemara here is telling you a fundamental Kiddush. This is not just simply a detail within the Knas of Malav Mezonos, or whether Chiv Drabanan, but much more than that. Here the Gemara is defining Nisuin, but how can you insist that the Baal has to go through with Nisuin? Nisuin is impossible because the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labim. That's the Chiddush in that the Rambam is. Good? So according to the Rambam Shita, that if in fact you have Nida, she is Lav Bas Chupihi. The Ran continues and quotes the view of Baal Yitzhar that goes a step further. That just like this is true Mikar Hadin regarding Nida, and the definition of Chupa is Yichud Harayu Labim, the Baal Yitzhar writes the same halacha, that Ein Machnisin Osa L'Chupa Ad Shiftov Ksuva. The same thing is true regarding Ksuva as well. Ksuva is not just simply an extraneous Shibud Mamon, but rather Ksuva is necessary on a level of Drabanan to allow for my Sabiyah to take place, and Kodem Lakein Asura L'Bal, as the Baal Yitzhar writes. So therefore, Yichud Harayu Labiyah does not only mean that it cannot be a case of Chupas Nida, but also there must be the Ksivas HaKsuva as well. Otherwise, that would not be called Yichud Harayu Labiyah. This is what the Rambam also writes a little bit later. In Ochos Ishus and Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, the Rambam emphasizes that Bitzarech Lichtov Ksuva Kodem Knisa L'Chupa. And if you look in the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah just writes this explicitly, that the Rambam's definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labiyah. So obviously, a case of Nida would not be Yichud Harayu Labiyah. And the Magid Mishnah writes that you see from the Rambam that what does it mean, Ru'uya Labiyah? Lo yechser davra filo midivrehem. No requirement can be lacking, even the Din D'Rabbanan, for example, of Ksuva. So again, the Rambam writes, Mikar Hadin, this is the problem of Chupas Nida. Right, and further, even Ksivas HaKsuva is necessary, right, because after all, that also is Matir that is part of the required Midrabbanan of Yichud Harayu Labiyah. So according to the Rambam, you understand our sugi very well. In the case of Persa Nida, Ein al Malav Mezonos, it's not just simply because the Chosan has a legitimate reason, it's undesirable to go through with Nisuin under these conditions, but rather Nisuin simply is impossible. Is there any other sugya that seems to indicate this Chiddush of the Rambam? So we mentioned, if you look at the Mishnah later on Daf and Dalad Mabez, the theme of the Mishnah is the Shibud of Tosefes Ksuva. And the Gemara quotes the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Tosefes Ksuva is only min hanisuin. Why? The Lashna Mishnah is, after all, Shlo Kosovla Ela Amanas L'Konsa, because after all, the Baal is Mechayiv himself He was only mechayiv himself with the assumption that they would undergo nisuin. And if nisuin, for whatever reason, did not take place, there is no chiyuv tosefes ksuva. So the Gemara raises on daf nun vav amud aleph the following, the bay of Ravashi. What happens if nichnas l'chuppah u'persa nida? What happens if they did have a knis l'chuppah? However, persa nida, do we assume that we require chuppah d'chazi l'diya? Or the Gemara says d'maloshna? That's bamish the suffix of Ravashi. So this halacha that Ravashi poses, was this just simply a detail within the halachas of Tosefes Ksuva? Or is this part of the very definition of Nisuin? So if you take a look in the Rush, and that's Sugya, in Perakei, Simin Vav, that's where the Rush says that this is the machlokes, right? Between the Rush, the Baliatosis against the Shita Sarambam. The Rush refers you to the Rambam Shita, Perak Yudek Ophasishus, that the Gemara here is not dealing with the detail of Tosefes Ksuva alone. See, one could argue as follows. Tosefes Ksuva, right, as referred to in last year, is not part of the Shibud that the Torah imposes. Good? The Torah imposes a Shibud, no doubt, in Shirksus Va'oma. Tosefes Ksuva is al-Kedin, what we call Yishchavus Midas. You write in the Ksuva. V'hosif lamin delay, the husband on his own accord adds, right, to the contribution of the Ksuva. If it's a shibud, which is not in Torah imposed, but he's chagos midas, so one could argue that the Gemara just simply is a technical detail. When the chosn was mishabed himself, at what point? Was it erisin, was it yisuin, or was it even a yichud haray labiyah? But when it comes to the ikar hadin, the definition of nisuin, there certainly is no requirement of chuppah dechazi labiyah. That's what the Rosh points out. That detail in the Gemara is just simply just an umdana. Al kiruv das chibas bia, where the Gemara says that min hastam, when the chosn is mishabed himself to more than the tnai bezdin, that is only under the condition that they undergo full chayishus. However, this Gemara is irrelevant as the definition of nisuin. And the Rush says that apparently you see from the Rambam Shita that's not true. The Rambam understood this issue of chuppah dechazi labia as the very definition of nisuin itself. And therefore, the Rush asks the very simple kasha. If that's true, why does the Gemara only raise this issue in the Mishnah and Daf Nun Daled of Tosefes Ksuva, which is Yischagos Midas? The issue should be raised in the Gemara immediately. Now, after all, right, this case, for example, Higia Hazman Lo Niseis, the Gemara should raise the issue again that what is the definition of Nisuin, and do we require Chuppah Dechazi Labiyah? The fact that the Gemara only raises this issue explicitly in the sugya of Tosefes Ksuva, the Rush points out that this is something in Umdana based on the Yischaivos of the Baal, but this is not considered to be crucial for the definition of Nisuin itself. If you look in the Ran, and Daf Chav Beis Mabeis Nadapi Harif, the Ran comments that it would appear from the Rif also as the Shitas Aramba, because after all, right, the Rif quotes this Gemara, the baya that you have of Ravashi regarding chuppah dechazi labiyah, and the Rif just concludes by saying the hilkach, and what's the bottom line, what's the maskanas hadvarim, ein konen. So the Ran just simply writes the following. The fact, the Rif writes simply, ein konen, kevin shekosav Rif stam, mashma she'ein konen l'shum davar. It appears from the Lashon HaRif that it means that a yichud harai labiyah does not secure nisuin at all. Lo liyorsha and lo latamila. If the halacha was that b'chol ha'tarakul, this is certainly considered to be nisuin, and all the Rif meant to assume is a detail within Tosefes Ksuva, so the Rif should not say that yichud harai labiyah is not konev. Of course it's konev. It's just a detail within umdana, the yischavos midas. So that's what the Ran writes. That apparently you see that the Shita Sarif is comparable to that of the Rambam, and therefore, if it is Yichud, which is not Rui Labiyah, Hari Ki Arusa Adayim. Here the Ran raises the following kasha. After all, Vadavar Teima, because the Gemara tells us Nivamas and Daphnin Zayin one base, that Yesh Chuppa Lipsulos. Let's assume, for example, you have an Alman Lakoin Gadol. You have a Grush of a Chalutz Lakoin Hedya. Is there Tfisas Kedushin? Certainly is. If a Kohen Gadol will marry an Almana, it's an Issa Daraisa, it's Lav and an Asay. But nonetheless, there is Tfisas Kedushin, a get is required. When it comes to Dine Arayos, for example, if there's a Chiyuv Karis or there's a Chiyuv Misa, there we assume that there's no Tfisas Kedushin whatsoever. However, when it comes to Chavilavin, Chavilavin de Se'er, Chavilavin or Chavi Asay, in such an instance, it's an Isser, but nonetheless there is Tfisas Kedushin. So the Gemara raises a very crucial issue. Take a look at that sugya very well during Chavrus Nivamas Navnum Zayin Wabeis. But the Gemara raises the issue, Yesh Chupal Epsulos. Good, there's Tfisas Kedushin between a Kohen and a Grusha. There's Tfisas Kedushin between an Aman LaKohen Gadol. However, what about Nisun? Is there in fact Nisun or is there not? Good, and the Gemara says that absolutely. Yesh Chupal Epsulos. Again, take a look at that sugya. Right, the context of the Gemara is very important. L'may nafkamina. So that's the kasha that the Ran raises. How can the Rambam argue that the very definition of Nisuin is Yichud Aruya Leviya? How can that be? The Gemara assumes that Yesh Chupa L'Psulos. Aman L'Kohen Gadol is not Aruya Leviya. It's Nisa Daraisa. It's a lav and a say. And yet the Gemara assumes that Yesh Chupa L'Psulos. So how in the world is it possible to say that the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Aruya Leviya when the Gemara tells us Yesh Chupa L'Psulos? Right, we'll have to spend significant time right on this kasha. But take a look so far at this Ran, and take a look at that sugya on Yevamos Sandaf and Zayin with Beis. And Askanas HaGemara seems to be explicitly against the Shita, the Rambam, and the Rif. If you assume that the definition of Nisuin is not Yichud Harei Leviya, what then is Nisuin? So the Ran quotes a further Shita, here in Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Rif and Asugya Dirmaschal O, Acherim Omrim, where the Ran just writes very simply, it's an act of Knisa L'Rishus. When in fact, that Kol Shehiviya Habal, Mi Beis Aviyah L'Beiso L'Shem Nisuin, right? That is considered to Nisuin. Eishas Ishu is now B'Beis Habal. Right? Any act that you have of Knisa, Achnasa L'Rishus Habal, and in fact, the Ran quotes the pasuk we began with, Im Beis Isha Nadara. When it comes to the parsha of Haparas Nadar, in reference to Nisuin, Im Hayosihiyah is a reference to Erisin. Nisuin, Im Beis Yishanadara. So a Knisa, the Beis Habal, that is considered to be act of Nisuin. And this is the view that the Ramah quotes. The Machaber, in the very beginning of Simon Nun Hei, in Sifal, of course, the Shita Sarambam, the Ramah quotes several deals. The first is the Shita of the Rav, that simply Knisa the Rishus Habal is considered to be the act of Nisuin. Take a look at the Bir Hagra in Sivkot Nutes. Then the Ramah quotes, right, a further possibility. This is the view of the Chos Chaim, in the name of the Bala Yitter. This is what the Beis Yosef describes at length in Simon Nun Hei. Sheporshin Sudar Al Rosham B'Shas HaBracha. At the time of the Bracha, there is the spreading of the Sudar over both the Chosan and Kala. That is considered to be the act, right, of Nisun. The Bala Yitter writes that the Sudar Shechofin Bo Roshehem Al Chosan V'Kala B'shas Birchas Nisuin, when they're standing under the chuppah, a talus is spread over the chosan and kala. This is what the Sefer Hamanig writes, for example, in Simon Kuftes. Many of you have seen a talus which is placed over the chosan and kala under the chuppah. This is what the Miri writes here in Ksuvas and Dav Zayin and Beis. Right, that is another possible definition, right, of Nisuin. The Sefer Okef, for example, quotes the pasuk in Rus, Ufarasa Knafecha Alamascha, that the priestess Hasudar, that itself is considered to be Nisuin. Then the Ramah quotes even a further Shita. And that is Mishiyatza Behinuma. This is the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Mateis that describes the Hinuma of the Kala at the time of the Chasen. The Gemara writes in Daf Yudzayin Mateis, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hinuma means the veil, which covers the Rosh HaYisa. So therefore, Mishiyatza Behinuma, that is considered to be the Nisuin. This is what Tosus writes in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Dramas Ulechada. That will be a very important sugi I wanted to see as well, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel. That's where the Gemara discusses the definition of Nisuin. The context, of course, is Yom Kippur, where the Pasuk says, V'chiper v'adov ha'beso beso zu ishto. The need that not that simply Erisin take place, but full Nisuin take place, in order for the Kohen Gadol to do Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And that's where Tosus and the Yigimel Beis discusses in Yerushalmi and so on, that how is it possible, or is it possible, to have Nisun on Yom HaKippur? And that will be a very relevant Gemara as well for the Shita Sarambam. There, Tosus mentions that Yotza Behinuma, that when the Kala is veiled, that is considered to be the act of Nisun. The Bach comments in Simon Samachala that this is the practice that we have right, very early on in the Chasana, even before the Kedushin, to have what we refer to as the Badekin. That is considered to be the act of Nisun, according to these Rishonim. If you take a look at the Mordechai, in the very beginning of the Maseches Ksuvos, right, in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, the Mordechai writes again this Chiddush, that is the reference of Nisuin. And the Mordechai comments, if that's true, so somewhat ironically, we have Chuppah that precedes Kedushin. After all, this act of Yatza Bignuma is done before the Maisa Kedushin. So in Achinami, the Mordechai writes that you see that Chuppah can occur even before Kedushin. This is an issue that the Mishnah Melech discusses at length in Ochaz Ishus and Perik Yud Halacha Beis. We normally assume that the different stages of Ishus, as we discussed at length, Eris and Nisuin, is it possible for Nisuin to precede Eris? And the Mordechai writes, absolutely yes. And the Mordechai goes a step further and writes, what's the Nusach HaBracha, the Birchas Erisin? The Kadeshem Yisrael Al Yedei, Chuppah V'Kedushin. Why is the order Chuppah V'Kedushin? Because the Mordechai writes, first you have Chuppah, which is followed by Kedushin. At first there is the Badeki, right? That's the act according to Mordechai of the Nisuin, and it's followed right by the act of the Erisin. Very great Kiddush. The Gemara is going to discuss, we'll see soon in the Dal Amud Aleph, that what if Rahman al-Islam, the Chasana Rakala, become an Avel like during the Chasana? They're faced with contradictory obligations, Shivas Yemei Anishta and Shivas Yemei Avelis. So the Gemara will go through the detail in terms of which obligation will take precedence right, over the other. So the Gemara points out that there really is a clear difference whether the person became an Avdol, the Chasen or Kala, before Ishus or after Ishus. Right, this is discussed a lengthy Taz in Yeridei and Hilchos Avelus, Shin Mem Beis, the Taz is Sifkat Nam. Taz just simply quotes the name of the Drisha, that if the Chuppah was already Chal, then Rachman Litzlan, Chosam, Kala, experienced Avelos. So then already at that point, Habil Didei Keregel, and the Shiva Simei Avelos will be postponed until the conclusion of the Shiva Simei Mishnah. So the Taz then goes a step further and says the following. So therefore, it's very important for us to know what the definition, in fact, of chuppah would be. So therefore, the Taz writes the following chiddush, that after all, we have the sheet of Yatza Behinuma. Tosus mentions what the Mordechai refers to, but already that is considered to be Nisuin. So therefore, the Taz writes that Mashem Achasen Rosh HaKala Shachris, that already is considered to be chuppah. And therefore, for this halacha, halacha kedivrei HaMeikav Avel, and we can rely on the fact that the nisuin has already taken place, and therefore we will treat it as though first ishus in the avelus, as long as yatza binuma has already occurred, and therefore if avelus will kick in achar shekisa rosh hakala, so you don't have to interrupt the shivas yemei. That's the great Kiddush that the Taz writes. Not only is it important, again, simply for when is the moment of Nisuin, or what is the act of Nisuin, but even in terms of the nafkamina of the sugya that we'll get to on Da'al Amaram. This is a great Kiddush, simply for the following. Even if one should assume that this in fact is true, that Yatza Binum is considered to be, right, the act of Nisuin is considered to be a form of a Knesset L'Rishus, what exactly does that mean? At that point, she becomes a Nesua. How can you envision, right, a Nesua without prior Erisin? What does it mean when the Mordechai says that you can have the Chuppah, whatever that means, prior to Erisin? Is there any Chalos at that point in time? She becomes a Nesua? Certainly not. If you look, for example, right, then the Shulchan Aruch itself in Siman Nun Hey. That's the Siman. We'll discuss the definitions of Nisun. So if you take a look there, the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Chelkas Mechalkek, Chelkas Mechalkek writes the following Chiddush. He writes that it's obvious, if that's all you would have, is just this act of Chuppah, that Kol Zman Shlo Niskasha, until the Erisin takes place, certainly there's no Kinyan, which is Chal, the Ein Chuppah Koda Konam Erisin. There's no Chalos of Chuppah before Ma'is Erisin. The issue that the Rishonim raised, and the possibility in the Mordechai, is that you can have, right, the Ma'is Chuppah prior to Erisin. Boshev Shad, what would that mean? That right now she is not an Eishes Ish in any shape or form. And the Chor, it's not even as if. The Chalkas Machalkik uses the language of Nikreis L'mafreya. That once, right, the Kedushin was done, so it turns out from the earlier moment, that's already when a Chuppah kicks in. One could argue very simply the following, that no one argues that there's any Chalos of Nisun prior to Erisin. How can you have the stage of Eishes Ish, Beveis Habal, without having the stage of Eishes Ish, without the Kinyan of Kesav Shtar and Bia? Boshev Shat and the Sheet of the Mordechai and others means the following, that whereas normally speaking, when you have Erisin, the woman will go from a Pnuya to an Arusa, if Nisuin already occurred, if there was an act of Knis L'Rishus, that means at the moment of Erisin, she immediately goes from a Pnuya to an Asua. But not that there's any chalos before the Maisa Kedushin. That's what's very difficult about that Chiddush of the Taz. Granted that there are Rishonim that maintain that it's possible to have Chuppah before Erisin. However, there's no halach of Shivas Yemei HaMishnah. There's no chalos Nisuin. It just simply means that the Chuppah will be pending until there is a Maisa Kedushin. And at that point in time, she becomes Haidei Nisuah. It's very difficult to assume that that Kiddush that the Taz writes, that this definition of Nisuin would actually mean that Al Pidin, she is considered to be in some shape or form an Eishes Ish before Erisin, to allow the Chiv of Shivas Yemei HaMishneh, and therefore that would be Doch Avinus. But simply in terms of the Seder HaDvarim, that certainly, right, is a possibility. If you look, for example, we mentioned the Noda Biyuda. The Noda Biyuda on that simon, the Dagm Rav Avon, and Shin Mem Beis, writes that this possibility in the Rishonim about Yotze Beinuma, even Badekin, being Nisuin, he writes, is only, for example, the Medinas Rusia, right, where in Russia the practice was that the Chassan does the Badekin. Noda Biyuda writes, however, in their communities, the Chassan did not do the Badekin at all, and therefore, certainly, we would not recognize the Badekin in any shape or form of being a Chalos. Why? That's the one we mentioned earlier. Noda Biyuda writes, because you require, right, either Chassan or Shlucho. In order to call it Nisuin, either the Chassan has to do so, or at least the Shliach of the Chassan. And Noda Biyuda writes that in his time it was done neither by the Chassan nor by Shliach, and therefore, the Sheet in the Rishonim certainly is not the case. The only chakira would be is in a case where the chassan is doing it b'shem kach. He pointed out to Rav Sa'ara that if you assume that this in case is true, that this is the act of nisuin, one could argue, no, bedavkit must be by the chassan. It cannot even be done by a shliach. So good, when it comes to erisin, milsa yisu b'shlichus, yisu b'tnai, the sugi we discussed in Dafayin Dalit, there you can envision shlichus. But the Rav maintained that there's no shlichus when it comes to nisuin. That is not the conveyance, as we discussed, of the das davar shaberva, that chalos. And therefore, if in fact it is true that badekin is nisuin, the kpeda that specifically, this must be done by the chassan and no one else. These definitions of nisuin are not only relevant in terms of simply all the nafkaminas of Erisin and Nisuin that we discussed previously, right? Not only relevant in terms of, right, our opening sugya, whether personated just simply means it's undesirable to have Nisuin or impossible to have Nisuin, but this is also l'shitase in terms of Birchos Nisuin. As we continue in the Masechta of the sugya of Zayin and Veiz, the Gemara discusses Birchos Erisin and Birchos Nisuin. In both cases, the fundamental machlokas rishonim, what is the nature of the bracha? We'll have to discuss at length. And when is this bracha recited? Is it over l'asiyasan? Or is the bracha la'achar asiyasan? When it comes to birchos nisimun, when do you recite birchos nisimun? So if you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus and Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that kodem nisuin, that the birchas nisuin should be recited prior to the act of nisuin. Why is this true? The Rambam doesn't explain this explicitly. If you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef is found Evan Ezer and Simon Samach Beis, the Beis Yosef writes, because according to the Rambam Shita, birchas erisin and birchas nisuin are birchas hamitzvah. And therefore, the birchas erisin must be done before the erisin. The birchas nisuin must be done before the nisuin. If you look in the Rambam, for example, in the very beginning of Ishus, when the Rambam tells you the mitzvahs he's about to discuss, the Rambam writes the Chiddush that not only is there a mitzvah of Puravu, but there's a mitzvah of Ishus. That's the very first tshuva of Noda B'Yudah, in Evan Ezer. Women are exempt from Puravu, but are they obligated in the mitzvah of Ishus? And we'll see in our parak, the Rishon that disagree and argue that's absolutely not true. Right? Ki Yikach is not an independent mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah Puravu, and perhaps it's clear that Ki Yikach is a hefsher mitzvah, but there is no mitzvah of Ishus in and of itself. The Rambam writes a chiddush that there's an independent mitzvah of Ishus, and the Rambam writes that the Birchos Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's explicit in the Rambam. And the Rambam writes that the Birchas Nisuin is Kodem HaNisuin. Why is that? Beis Yosef writes, because the Birchas Nisuin also is considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Ran disagrees. If you look at the Ran, in Psochim and Avdaldam and Aleph, the Ramasko Ul'inyan, here the Ran writes explicitly, Birchos Nisuin, Ein Mevarchen Ella La'acha Shetikanes L'Chuppah. It's after Chuppah. After all, it is not a Birchos HaMitzvah, but rather, right, Birchos Tfilah V'Shevach. And after all, the Ran writes, Teida, Shemevarchen Osam Kol Zayin. These are the same Birchos Nisuin you're going to recite during Sheva Brachos. How can you argue that that's a Birchos HaMitzvah? These are Birchos Shevach Vahodah. And V'chein Nirim Midivrei Halachos Gadolos. Birchos Nisuin or Birchos Shevach Vahodah. Shevach Vahodah is modeled after Birchos HaMazon, where the bracha is Le'achar Asiyasa. The Rambam disagrees. Right? The Rambam writes that no, that it must be Kodim HaNisuin. He refers you to the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Ishus. Birchas Nisuin must be Kodem HaNisuin. Why is that true? That they must be Kodem HaNisuin? The Beis Yosef assumed because the Birchas Nisuin er Chuppah, the Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore over Asiyasan. The Ran gives a very different hesitant. It's not because of what the Gemara says, M'sachim Dav Zayin Abayz, Kol HaMitzvah Sekul Mavarach Lein Ogel Asiyasan, because this is not the Birchos HaMitzvah, rather Birchos HaShevach. But rather it's the following. El Mipnei Shechupa Yichudi. Chupa, according to the Rambam Shita, is Yichud. And it must be not any act of Yichud, but rather Yichud Haru'i Labiya. And the Gemara tells us that Kalav Lo Bracha Asur Labala Kanida. That would not be called Chuppa Haru'i Labiya until the Birchos Nisuin are recited. That's the fancy Lashitase that the Ran writes. That perhaps one could argue that the reason for the insistence in the Rambam that Birchos Nisuin is Kodem Nisuin is because the Rambam Shita is Nisun is Yichud. Just as we saw the Ran quoted in our sugya, that Yichud Arui Labiyah does not just simply mean Midarais in terms of Nida. Ksuv is necessary, because without Ksuva, there's Nisr Biyah, perhaps even Nisr Yichud. And Kalav Lo Bracha also is Asur Labala, So anything that will facilitate yichud aril abia obviously must be done before. You can't have a ksivas haksuva after chuppah, and you can't have the birchos nisun after chuppah. That's the Ranz l'shitasei. Not necessarily because it's a birchas hamitzvah, right, but rather it's a birchas hasheva. Isn't birchas hasheva normally lachar asiyasin like birchas hamazon? Here, by definition, it must be so. Because the definition of yichud is yichud aruy labia, it will not be yichud aruy labia unless the birchas nisuin already were recited and that will serve as a matir. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. Our practice, that's the Magen Avraham writes, for example, not to have a hefsek in between the Sheva Brachos of the Chuppah and Yichud. Because according to the Rambam, right, these are the Birchos Nisuin, and the Nisuin will soon take place. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reishud, that Memar Nesachosin Vakala Chedra Yichud. But you shouldn't have any unnecessary hefsek in between. Because this is not a bracha la'achar asiyasan, la'achar achuppah, but rather over la'asiyasan, right, of Nisuin. That's why beautifully, when do we have the Birchos Nisuin? At the very end of the Chuppah. Why? Because according to the Bali Atosos, the Ramah Sheet, we mentioned all the possibilities. The last possibility the Ramah writes, in Siman Nun Hei, the fifth possibility, HaMinig HaPoshut, that simply, Machnisin Sham Yiriya Prusa, right, standing under the Chuppah, that is considered to be Nisuin. What we call Chuppah, that is considered to be Nisuin. That's the final day in the Ramah. So we recite the Birchos Nisuin at the very end of standing under the Chuppah. According to the Bali Atosus, that's an example of a Birchos HaShevach, which is La'achar Chuppah, Achar Asiyasan. According to the Rambam Shita, this is an example of a Bracha, which is Over La'asiyasan, right before Yichud. So we purposely position the brachos at the very end of chuppah, right before yichud, according to the Rambam, Obel Asiyasan, either because it's a birchas hamitzvah, or because kalav labracha asur, and therefore it's necessary for yichud aroi labiyah, or according to the Bali Atosus, that very simply, now this is considered to be birchas nisuin, which are mamish la'achar asiyasan. These are the various definitions, the five definitions in Shulchan Aruch, of da'at of nisuin at all the nafkaminas that we mentioned in there. Tosus here, right, touches on a further issue. The Tosus tells us, in order to ensure the possibility that if it turns out that she was not a psula, that the husband will go to Bezdin immediately, and there will be no lapse of time in it concerning his karadaito, so therefore the Mishnah tells us that psula nisays liyom haravi. Tosus is bothered by the following. Simple kasha. Why is it that the Mishnah tells us that the Lel Haravi and doesn't tell us, very simply, the Yom Haravi and not the Lel Chamishi? Why is it specifically Wednesday as opposed to Wednesday night? Tosus simply writes the following, that the Gemara already tells us in Nida, and Daf Samachem would base, that Bizman Hazeh, right, the time of the Ksuva is not a heavy process of negotiation. We use the boilerplate of the standard Ksuva. Good? However, in earlier times, that wasn't the case. And after all, Tosus quotes the Gemara, the Lekha Ksuva, right, to Rama Beitigra, and therefore we're concerned that there'll be a process of give and take, and we're concerned that Ika Lamecha Shiitra, and therefore the Maisa Bia will not take place, defeating the whole purpose of Besula Nisei's Liyom Haravi. So therefore, specifically Yom Haravi, that will give us a longer and ample period of time, and specifically not Lel Chamishi. If you look in Shita Mekubetzes, Shita Kometzes in the Ramaskov of Haya, Shita Kometzes writes very simply, Ein Achinami, that's true. Of course, that it can take place. Tinase Belel Chamishi. Of course, Wednesday night is possible. The Mishnah is telling you not only Yom Revi. The Chiddush Shita Mekubetzes writes is even Yom Revi. Why would you say not? Because after all, the Gemara says we have a concern of Ikla Mechush, Bakuri Daita. If the window of time is too great, so maybe the husband will become appeased, and there will not lend itself to the due process of Birur to see to it. Whether in fact she is a Besula, whether Bula, as Rashi writes, Eidim will come, perhaps she was an Eshes Ishes Insa. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it is Yom Haravi, we're not concerned with that extra time that will result in a Kuri Daita. If you take a look in Shitu Kobetzes, in Dira Maska Liyom, Shitu Kobetzes quotes the Kasha and Teres as Artosis, and then Shitu Kobetzes adds one line. V'od Yesh Lomar, the Shita writes, De Ein Regilus Lassens Nisuin Balayla. Shitu Kobetzes writes, the name of the Rivash, that generally, Nisuin is not done at night. Erisin Nisuin Balayla. Is there any difficulty with that? Is there any problem? So if you take a look at the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, the very first daf, and Oz Beis, in the Pirush Maseches Ksuvos, the Marshal refers you to the Or Zeruah. It's a Tshuva Sur Zeruah. It's found in Simen Tavshin Mem Hei, Tavshin Mem Hei. Zeruah quotes the view of Rabbeinu Yeshaya with a pretty great Kiddush that Isha Shekibla Gerishin Balayla Eino Gerishin, that you cannot have the Maisa Gerishin Balayla. It can only be done during the day. And B'Safek Iyaminan Huhadin Kiddushin, and maybe this should apply to Yishus as well. After all, that we do have a Gzeres Shava, a Yatsa V'Aisa, equating Gerishin to regular issues, Teirishin and Nisuin. And if it's so clear that the Maisa Gerishin is only Bayom, perhaps one should argue the same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin, that that's only Bayom. This is discussed at length. You can take a look in the Ber Heitiv in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer and Simen Chavav, and Sivkot and Dalet, and the Pesachei Tshuva, and Sivkot and Zayin. This is the Tshuva of Rabbi Kveger and Simon Ayin Aleph. To what extent do we argue that Gerishin is considered to be Mishpat, perhaps even requiring Bezdin, perhaps requiring Yom and not Laila? And if that's true, is this true of Ishus as well? Not just of Maisa Gerishin. There's a Rashi which is somewhat unclear in the very beginning of Sanhedrin, of Bezim and Aleph. There the Mishnah lists various institutions that require a Bezdin. So one of them the Mishnah says is Mi'unin B'Shlosha. Mi'un requires a Bezdin of three. If you have, right, a Katana who is married off, not by her father, but by her mother, her brothers, so she has a right of refusal, Kedushe Miyun, and that act of refusal, Miyun, must be done in the presence of Bezdin. Miyunin B'Shlosh. So Rashi makes a brief comment. Miyun is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The whole Kedushin is only a Kedushin D'Rabbanan. Rashi and Sanherin Dav Beis Amdav through Maskel Miyunin comments to call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. Of course, because Miyun is patterned after the Din D'Araisa. And just as the Din D'Araisa requires a Bezdin of Shlosha, Rehu HaDinami, the same thing is true to dissolve a Kedushin D'Rabbanan. What Din D'Araisa is Rashi referring to? Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. If you want to break up a Kedushin D'Rabbanan, you require Bezdin of Shlosha because Mamish Kein D'Araisa. So take a look at the Rashash in Sanhedrin Dav Beis Amad Alam. Rashash refers you to the Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda. It's found in Ebenezer and Simon Kuf Yudalid. What Din D'Araisa is Rashi referring to? So Noda B'Yehuda assumes Gerishin. That Miyun is patterned after Maisa Gerishin. And that's what Rashi means. They're called the Tikkun D'Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. A very great Kiddush that Gerishin requires a Bezdin, a Kiyum HaDavar. And the Rashash comments, is that necessarily what Rashi means? Isn't there another possibility? Have a Kol HaTikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. Where do you have a Din D'Araisa of refusal which breaks up, right, the quasi semi-ishus? So the Rashash writes, it's not referring to Gerishin. It's referring to Chalitza. Chalitza. Chalitza, of course, requires a Bezdin of Shlosha. Chalitza requires a Bezdin L'Kiyum HaDavar. So that's what Rashi means. That just like chalitza, right, is an expression of an act of refusal, midarais that requires bezdin, that's what Rashi means, the same thing is true of miyum. But no halacha that gerushin is considered al pidin to be maisa bezdin, that requires a bezdin lakima davar. We discussed it requires edus lakima davar, but not bezdin. But this is what the Rama writes at Neven Ezer and Simon Kupkav Gimel, that one should be chayish for these shitos and not have that mesira saget, the maisa gerushin balayla. That maybe gerushin is considered to be the form of din, and therefore bayom, as opposed to balayla. That there's a concept of dayon when it comes to getting kedushin. Those of you that recently learned kedushin, the Gemara says in kedushin davav bar aleph. Kol she'eni yodeh betiv gittin v'kedushin le'esek imahem. If a person is not fully familiar with the details of gittin kedushin, le'esek imam should have nothing at all to do with him. What does that mean, the Gemara says? No? So Rashi writes a great chiddush, kedushin avav, what does it mean? Le'hios dayan v'davar. Like a person who is not thoroughly familiar with hilchos geirush and hilchos kedushin should not be a dayan in those issues. There's a concept of dayan, of mishpat, in the Seder Gittin and Kedushin. This is the possibility, right, when you have in the Rishonim and the Rezarua, that perhaps Gerushin can only be Bayom and not Balayla, and perhaps Hu Adinami when it comes to Maisa Kedushin. If that's true, so if that would carry over to Kedushin and possibly to all stages of Ishus, even Yisuin, so therefore, Besun Yisus Yom Ravi, not just simply because of a concern is karadaita, loni is karadaita, a question of lekach suvid is ve'tigra, but much more than that, maybe lahalacha, that the ishus is something which is formed, which is consummated by yom, as opposed by laila. There is a gemara in Baba Basra, of Kufayin Dalit, where the gemara seems to say explicitly that gerushin does not require a bezdin. The Gemara there discusses the following case, that maybe the fact that this couple is getting divorced is a ploy. The Gemara has a case where it happened to have been the husband's father-in-law, the wife, the mother of the father of the Kala, who guaranteed the Ksuba. So the Gemara says, you know, maybe the couple will decide, they'll get divorced, in order that they can collect the hefty amount of the Ksuba. So the Gemara says that, you know, if that's true, we're going to impose a neder at the time of the Maisa Gerushin to see to it that that's not happening. That maybe, again, the whole reason for the Gerushin is just a temporary ploy in order to have via Saksuva. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Bezin's not going to allow that to happen. The Bezin will see that. The Bezin will see that someone else is guaranteeing the Ksuva, and they're going to impose nedarim to see to it that the purpose of the Gerushin is not just simply that someone else should pay out the Ksuva. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's not foolproof. The Lashon HaGemara is that, what do you mean? Atul kol demagaresh, bebeidina kamagaresh. You mean to say that everyone who gets divorced in the Bezdin? That we're counting on the Bezdin to intervene and to see to it that the husband and wife are not merely getting temporarily divorced in order to have this windfall? So the Gemara is mafurish. You're not necessarily getting divorced in the Makom Bezdin. So therefore, there's no way to prevent. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershon, right on the side of the Daf, from Baba Basra, of Kufayin Dalet Amud Beis, when a Gershon writes the following, what does it mean, Otto kod magarish beidina kamagarish? Rabbeinu Gershon interprets the Gemara to say the following, no, you're allowed to have a Maisa Gershon, afilifnei bezdin hedyot. Afilifnei bezdin hedyot yochli magarish. Boshav Shav, the Gemara means, you don't require a bezdin whatsoever for Gershon. So relying on the Bezdin somehow to intervene is not going to help. Rabbeinu Gershon writes, no, you don't require a Bezdin of Mumchim, of Smuchim. Any Bezdin is sufficient. And not every Bezdin is going to be fast enough to realize that there's some scheming between the Chosen and Kala. No, Rabbeinu Gershon seems to be explicit. Even though the Gemara says, Otel kod magarish beidina kamagarish, Rabbeinu Gershon interprets that to mean cases of Mumchim, as opposed to that of a hedyot. It's a fascinating chiddush, the possibility in Rishonim that gerushin is called my sebezdin that requires yom, and the atzavah is the possibility that this should be balayla as well. you look at that piece in the Pischei Tshuva, as mentioned, Sivkat Nazayim, Pischei Tshuva quotes the name of many Achronim, that it seems to be explicitly against the Sugyas in Kedushin. Because the Gemara writes in Kedushin and Daf Ches, in Kedushin Daf Yir Aleph, the possibility of Kedushin Balayla. The Gemara says, we know that the shear for Kedushin is Shavu Pruta. The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Beis Shammai, but no, the first mission Kedushin. The shear is Dina. What's the Shita of Beis Shammai? The Gemara quotes four possibilities. Four possibilities. Why is it that Beis Shammai insists on a dinar? It's not sufficient to make Kadesh Nisha with Shavu Pruta. So one of the four possibilities, the Shita of Rabbi Zeira, is the following. Isha Makpedes Al Atzma. Simply, Beis Shammai assumes that women are particular, and the Enam is Kadesh, is Pachos Midinar. A woman is not going to be willing to accept less than a dinar. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the normal case of Kedushin? Pashta Yad of a Kibla. No, she's accepting it. So the Gemara says, Enochinami, if she accepts less, even Beis Shammai agrees with good Kedushin. We're talking about a case here where there is no indication from her acceptance that she is willing to receive less than a dinar. What's the case? The Gemara says, Ki Kamina, right? The Kidsha Belel. We're talking, for example, the Kedushin was at night. And therefore, right, it's not that she saw explicitly what she was receiving. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, the assumption is dinar and nothing less. So it's explicit. The Gemara mentions the possibility of a Kedushin, which is in fact a Laila. This is the issue that the first Marshal discusses in our daf. So the Shar HaMelech suggests the following Kiddush. The Shar HaMelech is found in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gerushin. That even according to those Rishonim that maintain that the Sidur HaGet can only be Bayom and not Balayla. And that not only is it true when it comes to Gerushin, but it's also true when it comes to Kedushin. Because of the Hekesh. Makesh Havai Liyatziya. V'hol Chavahaisa. Shamach suggests the following Kiddush, that it's, this itself is a Machlokas Rishonim. This will be very important for Sugyas that we'll discuss. That perhaps the entire Hekesh of Gerushin Kedushin, V'hol Chavahaisa, is only for Kedushay Shtar and not Kedushay Keseh. How do we know that Kedushin can be attained through Shtar? That's what the Gemara says, the Hekesh. Because in Parshas Kiseitz, the Torah describes the Maisa Gerushin al Yidei Shtar, and the Pasuk says, V'hol Chavahaisa, Makish Havayin Yitzhiyah, just like Yitzhiyah is B'Shtar. So Kedushin is al Yidei Shtar. So the Shar HaMelech suggests the following Kiddush, that even those Rishonim that maintain that there's a Hekesh of Kedushin and Gerushin, that's only Kedushin Shtar, but not Kedushin Kesem. And all the Gemaras that you have, the Sugin Kedushin Dav Ches, the Sugin just mentioned, Kedushin Dav Yir Aleph, that mention the possibility of Kedushin Balayla, it's all talking about Kedushin Kesem. That's exactly the case in the Gemara. Not Kedushin Shtar. This Chiddush and Shar HaMelech again, if this is true, certainly would not be applicable necessarily to cases of Nisuin. Right, that possibility, even if you should assume that Gerushin, right, is only Bayom, but the jump that the possibility this can apply to Yishus is very limited. To Kedushay Shtar, but not to others. This Chiddush Shar HaMelech suggests it's explicitly machlokas Rishon. Whether the Hekesh of Kedushin to Gerushin should be understood in its broadest sense, or whether it's limited to cases of Kedushay Shtar. So the Mishnah says in Gitna, Daf Chaf Aleph, that Ein Kosvin Get B'Mechuber L'Karka. You can't divorce a wife with that which is mechuber l'karka. The Gemara says that means two halachos. Number one is you cannot give the get as is, and you can't, for example, write the get on something which is mechuber, and then sever it, cut it, then give it to the isha. The Gemara calls that b'chusra ma'isa. You can't have any hefsik in between So a get cannot be written on that which is mechubad lakarka. For the get cannot be given as is, nor can the get be given at a later time after already it is tovush. Why is that true? That the get cannot be mechubar, it has to be tovush. So if you take a look in the Chiddush HaRashba, that Sugya Gittin, the Chaf Aleph Mabez, Rashi mentions two possibilities. One possibility is simply the pasuk of Sefer Krisus. The pasuk defines the get as being a Sefer Krisus. So ma Sefer miyuchad shehu talush, just like the Sefer, the document is talush, I've called the talush. This is found not in the Gemara. Explicitly, this is a Tosefta. In the second parak of Gittin, this is also Yerushalmi. In parak Beis Halacha Gimel. That's one day in Rashba. We know that a get must be talush not mechubar, based on the pasuk of Sefer Krisus. That drasha, Sefer Krisus, tells you the need for talush as opposed to mechubar. It's halach and chefze. This is part of the definition of the chefze shall get. This is Sefer Krisus. Then the Rashba quotes a second possibility. No, not based on Sefer Krisus. One could envision that it's a Sefer Krisus, even if it's mechubar. But the pasuk continues and says, "V'nasan biyado." The Rashba writes that means a davar hanitan miyad liyad. So it goes from hand to hand. I can pick it up and I can walk away with it. That is only something which is tolush, not something which is mechubar. That's a very different Rashba. There, the need for talush as opposed to mechubar is not a halacha in the chefze shall get, but rather simply is part of the ma'isa nesina. The pasuk requires a nasan biyada. It is not called nesina if you give something to the woman which is attached, and even if you'll sever it after the ksiva, that's called mechusar ma'isa. Why is it so relevant as to whether the psul of mechubar is halach and chefze, which is derived from Sefer Krisus, or part of the mais and asina of the nasan biyada? For the next step, this psul of mechubar, is this relevant to kedushin, or is it not? Does this only apply to gerushin, or does it apply to kedushin as well? And here you have, right, three shitas in the Rishon. One extreme shita is the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba doesn't deal with this point explicitly. They're in Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. But if you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, it's found in Simen Taf Reish, and also in Simen Elef Reish Lamed Gimel. But the Tshuvas HaRashba writes a great, great finish. Okay, in Taf Reish and in Elef Reish Lamed Gimel, he writes a shtar kedushin is kosher b'mechubar. Unbelievable. That psul of mechubar is only when it comes to gerushin, not when it comes to kedushin. What about the concept of makish havayli yitzi of yotza v'haisa? The whole derivation of a shtar kedushin is from gerushin. So that's where the Rashba writes the second day of, that the psul of mechubar when it comes to get is not derived from Sefer Krisus, which is halach and chefze, but rather it's only derived from the nosan biyada, mais and nesina, and there is no hekesh equating nesinas haget to nesinas kedushin. When it comes to mice and nesina, that's not true. Those who learn kedushin, no. You can mekadesh midin arev. You can mekadesh midin ever kanani. Even without an absolute, explicit mice and nesina. The Rashba assumes when it comes to mice gerishin, mice kedushin, there's no hekesh. There's a hekesh in terms of chefte shoget. That's one sheet in the Rashba. that hekesh of the yatsa v'haisa, makesh havai liyatsiya, is very limited. It's restricted only to the definitions of chetz u'shoget, not to peripheral halachos, not even to ma'aseh nesina. And a shtar kedushin is kosher b'mechumah. Then you have a second day in the Rashba. Right, this is found in the Rashba in Kedushin and Av Beis Amar Aleph. Dira Mascho Bedina. Where the Rashba quotes the Baal Yitr. That writes the extreme Kiddush. That Mechubar is not good for Kedushin. And what's the extreme chiddush of the Baal Yitr? Karka cannot be used for kedushin, not only for a shtar kedushin, but even b'toras kesef, pretty unbelievable. Because of the hekesh makesh havai liyatsiya, if gerushin cannot be mumchubar, Kedushin cannot be mechubar. Meaning, not just you can't have a shtar kedushin mechubar. You can't be mekadesh and isha using karka, even though shava keshev is kekesev. That's the chiddush of the Baal Yitr. The first mission kedushin tells us. You want to be mekadesh isha with kesev? You don't have to give her coins. You can give her shava keshev. The Baal Yitr writes this great chiddush, as long as it's metaltalin. To be makne karka to an isha as maisa kedushin, that certainly is no good. And that's what the Rashba continues in Kedushin Dav Beis and rejects that extreme position of Baal Yitr. And there the Rashba writes the following, the split sheeta, that Makish Havayili Yitzi is only a detail within Kedushe Shtar, that has nothing at all to do with Kedushe Kesef. And therefore, right, the halachi is, according to the Rashba, that you cannot use Mechubar as a Shtar Kedushin, but certainly karka, that which is mechubar, can be used as shava kesef for kesef kedushin. Because the hekesh of makesh havai liyatsiya, right, is limited to shtar, doesn't apply to any other aspect. If one should assume, again the chiddush, that gerushin is only bayom and not balayla, that's the chiddush of Orzarua, and one has the more embracive understanding of makesh havai liyatsiya, a great chiddush, that kedushin as well, right, is only by yom and not by laila. This was a minhag in many communities. Knesset HaGdolah writes that in his community they only had marriage by yom. They didn't have any issues by laila. She took a betzis rights. That's one possibility, right? That why it is that the Mishnah says b'sul nisus yom ravi, because nisuin generally does not take place, right, at night, only during the day. Right? One possibility is simply that's just the norm. But the Marshal writes, right, the name of Urzarua, the possibility of Lahalacha, that this should be a relevant issue. The next year we'll start, right, the opening sugya of Igiya Hazman. So again, take a look at that Mishnah very carefully. On Daf Nun Zayin, right, there is what we call a Mishnah Rishona and a Mishnah Achrona. Good. If he gives man v'lonisu, so what happens in such a case? There is a chiyuv mizonos, and the machlokis in Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona. What about the chiyuv of the schus of achilas truma? Yes or no? How do we understand this concept of he gives man? Is it just simply a knas? We're going to penalize the baal for not going forward with nisuin? Or she argue much more than that. It's not just simply a chi of knas. Much more basic. It means that hagas hazman on some level is a form of nisuin. That lechor should be very well and relevant for the shakta vatari of the Gemara. Let's assume, for example, that the failure to go through with nisuin is something which is beyond the control of the baal. It's an onus. If you're telling me the whole Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin, ochos mishalo, is a knas, one could certainly argue that the Chum imposed the knas under condition A, but not in a case, for example, where it's an onus gamur. If, however, the dinder abanan is that no, higia hazman is a form of nisuin, then maybe not. Here a crucial question. No? We mention many differences between Eris and Nisuin. All the Mishnah that our Gemara cites tells us is if he gia has man b'lo nisu, so what happens? Ochlos mishalo. Ochlos mishalo. There's a chiv mizonos. What about, for example, Maisi Adayim? What about the skus that the Baal has? Right? Does that also kick in mihishigi hazman? Or do you assume that, no, that's not true? So take a look at the following Ramakamas. Take a look at the Tosus Nivamas. And the Mem Aleph Mabez and Dramasco Ahmad. Where Tosus actually refers to this type of case as being Knasha Kansu Chachamim. And take a look at the Shittim Kubetzes here in Ksubas and Daf Kuv Zayin Wadeiz Diramaskal Ve'i in the name of the Ra'ah, where the Ra'ah writes that Higia Hazman, we will impose the Chiyuv Mizonos, but we're not going to give the Baal any rights of Nisuin. For example, Maisi Adayim, of course not. This is not Nisuin Derabanan. But take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ramas fell, right? Oh, close. That's the sugya. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. That's what the Mishnah is. So the Shita Mekubetzes writes, right, the Chiddush, and that is at the time of Higia Hazman, already Mitzia Saisha, and any Maisi Adayim, is clearly right that the husband attains at the moment of Higia Hazman. It'll be a crucial issue. To what extent is it simply just a knas? To what extent is it a form of nisuin? Take a look also, right, at the Chidushin HaRashba and Chidushin Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Ramaskol V'Keset. So this is what we'll have to start to discuss. What is the significance of a case of Higia Lezman? Higia Lezman, our Gemara says, when it comes to mizonos. We'll have to speak about, right, Mitzia, of Maisi Adayim. Let me ask you a Din D'oraisa. What about Hafaras Nedarim? Would anyone argue that if Higia Hazman V'lo Nisa, already the Baal has a Sechus Hafara? Would anyone argue that that should be true? So take a look at the Sugya in Nedarim, and of Ayin Gilmud Beis. Here the Gemara writes a pretty unbelievable Chiddush, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that whole Ubala Chayv Mizonoseha knew now that there's a Chiyuv Mizonos, the Baal has the exclusive Sechus Hafara. Take a look at the Gemara. How can that be? If it's only, let's say, a Knas Rabbanon, the Chara being Konis and for dragging his feet, hard to envision that that would extend to Sechus Hafara. What do you mean? Hafara requires some form of Nisuin. The base isha nadarim. Unless you're going to argue that nadarim, right, is based on a completely different understanding, you get the impression that no, that our sugya of hagas hazman is not just simply a detail of knas, but much, much more than that. So take a look carefully at these marmakomos, and especially see that sugya in nadarim daf ayin gimel. I think Blineder tomorrow shir will be doing mostly in yanidioma. Right, we'll do the same thing on Thursday as well. And then after Rosh Hashanah, we'll pick up with, after all these...